try to go a little bit more in order today. And hopefully tomorrow I'll get back to Tzadi Tess. So these open up. Tzadi Tess Tzipek. Im yadua kama hu ha'iser to go in kaf chadasha o she'ena bas yoma she'nir bo u'bola kazayis chela b'cholov v'chakach nir bo k'dera shal basa it's cholov ein tzarech el ha'shishim levat ala kazayis she'bola v'lo armina gabe kli chaticha nasis nevela afilu im nir bo iser. We saw this in the Ran yesterday, in the name of the Ramban. Take that back. We're talking about Heter for the moment. Aval kaf yeshana ubas yoma misharim bekula. Kol masha debola nasi yisrael dana kamabola. Yidu chasech hanan bebolua. V'yesh misha omer. This is the Ramban. Shagam bezu ain tzorach al hashishim levat al hakazayas shabola. Why? Take a look at the baragol on the side. Post the Ramban Ramban. The svile de lo arminan chabibulua chaticha nas in the veil. Post the Ran that we saw yesterday. Lamed heim and aleph. 2 days in the mechav. Says Ramos svara rishon ikar. Kibosh in his bar liel gabay tibus chol and gabay there. We pass in chanan bibulua. Okay. So far so good. Look at the Shach. Shach Sivkotin Yud Zayin. Osheena Bas Yom. Pirish. Look inside. Pirish. Shaya Shal Basa Vena Bas Yom. Shanir Bokazayis of Cholov. The Lekha Lemema Nasis Nevela. Kemen Shabalua Shabahu Nosim Tam Lifgam. Hilkoch. Im Nir Bokakach Kedera Shal Basa. Ain't Tzorach Elashishim Kenegat Kazayis Cholov. The Lagabe Akli. Oh. Lagabe akli lo arminan chanan lechule alma afilo nir bo iser. The kli, the metal. What's that? The metal became nevela. Kevin shabalua lo nasa nevela. Because it's ena ben yom. The vare lo shayach lomar shagufa eitz or matris or cheres yosa nevela. Come on. Come on. Food can be nevela. Even food which is absorbed in a different medium. But that metal should become the veiler. Come on, that's impossible. This is what the Shach says over here in Sivkoton Yud Zayin. Okay, fine. On a simple level, this is the Poshub Shach. Good. Having said this, before we go any further, to keep one hand here and read the Ramah further. V'yeh she'ena mechalkin ben kaf yoshan lechodosh. Rak ben kli cheres de shar kelim, the omrim, the bekli cheres, the ef shala hafrid ha israeli hagola, arminan hakli nas and avela, avelo b'shar kelim. Now we saw this distinction already yesterday. We saw it in the Ran a little bit. It's also a Mordechai we saw a long time ago. But what's the case? Ein mechalken ben kaf yoshan lechadosh? What? A kli cheres chadosh. Simple read of the Ramah. Kli cheres chadosh. You say chanan. Why? We just got through reading in the Shach. Cheres, guf cheres, can't possibly become the veiler. So how can the Ramah say over here that I'm mechalken between kaf yoshan and chadosh? Rather between Cheres and Shar Kelim. That means Chodesh and Yashin are the same on a simple level. Even if it's a Kli Cheres Chodesh, you would say Chanan? Why? Why? How's it possible? How's it possible? So on a simple level, you have to say Ramon never said it. How can he possibly have said it? Those of the Bari HaShulchan should open up once again where he talks about this. Sivkotin Ayin Beis Dari HaShulchan. He writes an interesting line. He writes, V'yeshen HaMechalken. Writes the Bari HaShulchan. Pshat Loshen HaRamo Mashma. Again, Pshat. The simple read. En Chilek Klal Ben Kaf Yoshan L'Chodosh Ele B'Shneem Machmerinon B'Kli Cheres L'Mem Be'Chanan Afilu Chodosh Elon Eshtamash Bo Klal. That's the Pshat. He's right. That's the Pshat Loshen of the Ramo. So how can that be? How is it possible to say such a thing? You mean to tell me that the actual cheres becomes nevela? It's impossible, inconceivable. It can't be. So the Chavis Das asks as a frontal question, and the Shachas assumes it. Take a look at the Shachas of Katan Chaf Aleph. Rebbe says it's Katan Chaf Aleph. Yeshen Mechalkin. Skipping the first couple lines. Quotes the Mordechai. Dovah sheyesh lo ha'gola lo arminan bechaticha na'as ha'nevela. Okay, v'nef shal ha'afir ha'isa v'shem ha'de ha'gola. U'mikom gom nireh, t'davka b'kli yoshon kom ha'ochi. Aber b'kli chodosh, afilu shocheres, v'adai eino ole al hadas, sh'guf ha'cheres ya'as ha'nevela. The yos ha'nevela. It's impossible. It's impossible. The Mashal said so. The Bach understood the Ramah kipshuto, and hisig al Rav is there. The Mashakosav the klicheres chodesh nas and nevela. You know the best way out of the Ramah saying he never meant it. He never meant it. It can't be on a simple pshat. He never meant it. As a matter of fact, if you look in the original source, where's the Ramah? Whenever Ramah says something, where do you look it up? Dark Moshe. You all have it, the green, I don't have it, the green Shulchan Aruch, so look up the Dake Moshe Ha'aruch, Zivkot and Tes. All he says over there is, this distinction, the distinction with Efshel Afrida or not, he never says or implies there that you say Chanan by Klicheres Chodesh. Here, I have to concede, that's the Pshat HaLoshim. But perhaps, you know, the Ramah is trying to make a point, but he never meant to say that which is attributed to him. That's what I wanted to possibly suggest, that the Ramah never really meant it. When he said there's no chiluk between Kaf Yoshan and Chodosh, he means an other kelim, not cheres, that you don't say chaticha nas and nevel. But on cheres itself, there is a distinction. So I'm going to read it a little bit funny. Yeshen mechalken ben kaf yoshen lechodosh in stam kelim, which we've been discussing until now. So what is the distinction? Rak what? Within a yoshen ben kli cheres l'shar kelim. I admit it's not the simple read. I would never read that way if I was reading composition, but I want to read that way to save the Ramah from the onslaught loyal adas. And I looked in the Dark Moshe, you have it in front of you, Dark Moshe, you see he never says. It's just we wanted to make a powerful phrase. My guess is if you put the Ramah back and say, I never meant that. Then why'd you write it this way? I was trying to make a point. But that's my best way out. Otherwise, it's really, there are some who claim the Ramah really said it, but very, very sure. Very, very sure. Okay. Now, I want to show you something fascinating. Again, those who have the Bari HaShulchan should look in the Biurim. Here in Tzadi Ches, hey. The very beginning of hey. That's the following question. An interesting question. Let's read the Mechaber from the beginning. Read the Mechaber from the beginning of hey. And again, we read this just a few minutes ago. And Yadua, Kama, Hua, Yisur, Kol, Chikav, Chadosha. Osheena bas yoma sheniyba ubola kazayis cholov machakach niyba kedera shabosar ein tzorach al samach levatel hakazayis shabola samach and what? I would like every Talmud in this room to tell me what contributes to the Sarach. What contributes to the 60 times the volume of the Kaf to be Mevatel the Kaf? What? The Tavshel. So the Tavshel has to be 60 times the volume of the Kaf. Or the Kazayas, if it's new, the Kazayas, there's only one Kazayas. So the Kazayas, there's only one Kazayas. So if all, Rabosai, if the entire Tavshel is 60 Kazayasim, we're home free. Right? Pashup Shat. This is the first Kazayas that I ever absorbed. If 60 Kazayasim and the Tavshel are home free, correct? Says the Biur of the following question. Can the Kaf itself be included? The Kaf. I have a Kaf, a spoon. The Kaf absorbed one kazayas worth of milk. I put it into chicken soup. Let's say the chicken soup, there are only 50 kazayas. But the Kaf itself is 10 kazayas. Why don't we say that you have 60? 50 in the soup and 10 in the Kaf? Wow. Interesting question. In reality, Shulchan Aruch does say in Sadi Tes at the beginning that the Kedera itself does not count towards the 60. We learned this in the Gemara. So the Prisha asks this question and answers, well, sometimes the spoon can't count towards the 60. You know why? It's sav'a milibloa. It's already satiated. It's filled. Nothing else can get in. It's already absorbed so much of things in the past, there's no room to get in there sometimes. And they made a low pluk. Now, when it comes to the pot, that the pot does not count itself towards the 60. Take a look, if you will, in the Prima Garden, the beginning of Simen Sadi Tes. It's on the Mishpatzel Zov Aleph, please. Please look there for a minute. Mishpatzel Zov Aleph. He's discussing the context of the Shulchan Aruch about Atzmos Isser. We saw this in the Ran yesterday. We'll come back to it probably as tomorrow. Atzmos Isser. They count. Right? They count. And the question becomes, if Atzmos Isser count, why don't we say that the Kedera itself also counts? So if you take a look in the Prima Gadim, has two bowls here. More than two, but the two Habechina Ha'alef and Habechina Ha'beis. Everyone see this? Mishpatzel Zov, it's on the Makaris. Aleph and Simen Tzadi Tes. The last two lines before the Habechina Ha'beis, he says as follows. Ikasha, Maya, and Gufa Kedera, Mr. Evans, the Heter. Why should the pot itself, the metal, count to diffuse the taste of Tarfus? What's a Loma? The Kedera is Heter. Tiritz Aprisho's Beis. The Sava Milivloa. Sava Milivloa. It's already satiated. So why Chadosha? Mishim Lo Plug. That's his term. Hapritor Hashem Tiritz, the second Teretz. We'll see not coming in our case. What's the second Teretz? The Kedera Shebifnim Yesh Rotev Uvechutz Megula Ein Mechalek Beshoven Venachinami Shem Yesh B'Kedera B'Toch HaRotev Charsei Adama Hakol Mitztaref LeHetera. We don't throw shards into our soup. What we do put in the soup is a Kaf. The Kaf is completely enveloped by the soup. Yes?
Is this like Tzadi Tes Gimel?
Right, it's similar. But that may be discussing Atzmos Isser, but discussing the Kund of Atzmos Heter, which had a greater chance of being Mitztaref LeKula. But We'll get to the Atzamas later. I just want to bring it to make the point over here. The Chor, the status of the Kav should depend upon these two answers given in the end of Bechina Aleph in the Mishpat Zozov, Simen Tzadi Tes, Siv Kotn Aleph. That would seem to, that's what it seems. Oh. Fine. Good. Okay. This idea that the Ramah put forth about Efshel HaFrido and Klicheres is Mochomer because E Efshel HaFrido, this issue is discussed by the Taz in Sivkotn Ches, and he raises a very powerful question. Is it really true that Klicheres is E Efshel HaFrido? Of course it's true. We can't Kasha Cheres, right? Right? Isn't that right? Taz, Sivkotn, Ches, and Simon, Tzadi Ches. Tzadi Ches, Taz, Sivkotn, Ches. Goes back on Sifhei, where we just came from. It's huge, it's humongous, Sivkotn, Ches. Huge, look how big it is. Oh! So the Gemara says that you have a possibility of what's called Hachziru LeKivshonos. You put it back in the kiln. You put the Klicheres in a kiln, very powerful Libun. It does become Kashered. So why saying over here, the Ramo, Klicheres the problem? E.F. Shalafrido, it's not true. Put it back in the Kivshon. Put it back in the Kivshon. So the Taz, I don't know how to show it to you, the Taz is so long. Ches is so long. This is about a little more than halfway through the Taz. I don't know if your edition of Taz has parentheses. I can identify where it is. The best way for me to tell it to you, I don't know how to show it to you. A little more than halfway through, he quotes Simon Tzadi Beis, I have in my parentheses Siv Dalid, brackets Siv Kotn Chof. I'm not sure if your editions have either of those parentheses or brackets. That's where, and then he starts a new paragraph. The Ramah quotes the Mordechai, Tuf Resh Ayin Tes. That is what's Eitz and Matchas is different because it's kasherable. Masha midvar, the klicheres sheyev shel ha'afir oyisur abuluay lehagolav alibon. We're more machmer. Wait a second. Imlo ayadei hakzor lekivshon. So you can kasher it, but the Taz says no. Ze mikri ponim chadoshes. Rabbi Oso is making shever brachas here. Ponim chadoshes. What's this ponim chadoshes? The lashon of Tosfos Pesachim Daf Lamed, Ponochadoshes. It doesn't break the rule. What does that mean? Well, what do the words mean? As a matter of fact, the Mishpat Zozov over here in Sivkotn Ches is also very long. Very long. Quotes that the Issa Veheter disagrees with the Ramah precisely for this reason. It's Efshel HaFrido with Hakzaro LeKivshon. What do you give me Pono Chadoshes? It's a figure of speech. And even according to the Ramot Shver, the Gemara is in Masech the Pesachim that what's called Hesek Mibifnim, that if you will put the fire in the inside of the earthenware utensil, it will in fact remove all the tarfus. The only reason why we do not allow it, Dilma Chayis, Marim Psachim, you may not do a good job because you're afraid. If you do a good job, you will explode the kli, the intensity of the fire. But in principle, the Iser can be removed. It can be removed. So what is he saying? E'ef Shel HaFrido? It's just not so. This is a serious issue. We said Issa Veheter already argues in our Ramah for this reason. So presumably the Rambam would answer, listen, don't be such a big lamdan. The bottom line is, halacha lemaisa, e'ef shel afrido. Because even if you did it, we're going to claim you didn't do a good job, because you're afraid it's going to break. All right, so tachlis, you can't do it. I have no choice, I don't have any much of an answer. The Tazias get another kasha against this Mordechai. Let's take a look. He says, we're talking about a case of nearly borrowed. Let's show you inside. Nearly borrowed, where we left off. The Mordechai lo mari ala inyan im tzorach shishim af negad acheres atzmo or amatches atzmo. Taino shabliya shalisa shabola chutz talk me as lazy you do. That we say, Matches and Tol Levatel Guf, Hamatches, because Epshal Afra Yusam is Shom and Cheres. No! 60 Nagara Cheres. Fine. But he says, claims the Taz, if it's Yeshlo Balua had to talk Mes Lies, Ubola Kazais Isu, Vain Balua had to Shishim Negdo, Vada Nas in the Vela, even my Kli Matches. Doha af bahagolo lo yia hefresh ben blias a heter la yisur. You're not going to succeed in teasing out the heter from the yisur. That's what the Taz points out. And the question is, what's pshat? This is a very good point. So this is a serious question. That's a question. The Pasha Pshat in the Ramon Mordechai is not that way. So let's now then turn our attention to one of our associates of the last few days, the Megillah Sefer. We get him on Hebrew books. He is going to show us how he understood the Ramon to get out of the problem that the Taz raises. Again, the Taz is saying, very nice, you're going to be mafrid the food from the Kli by performing Hagolah. But in any event, you're not going to be mafrid the Easter from the Heter. That's again, read it one more time in the Taz. To ha'af v'hagala lo yia hefresh bin b'liyas Heter le'Easter. So notice you can't separate them out. You want to know where this is? It's in Simon Sat. Well, we first printed it. Let's go one step at a time. I'm in Simon Sat. Yes. Okay. 150, where was it? I forgot already. 150. No, before that? 130? 140, so. Try it, it's pressed. 140. No, it's much further. 142. Try 5.
You said 142?
142. Oh, you're right. Look at this. Man is right. Love you. Okay. Kosava Mordechai. Look, watch this. It's right here. Mamish. Sifei appeared on the screen. Everyone see it? The Giranoshe, Per Giranoshe, Simin Tarat. Get my thing to move over here. Having trouble with this, but okay. The Bemokam She'efshar Lahafrides or Isser Me'aheter, Loraminen, the Chatiha Nas in the Veil. Got a riot. And therefore, Klimatlis and Kliyet, She'efshar Lahafrid, as Isser Adivla Behena Yedeh Hagola, the Libun. If not for Isser, the Malcolm Echod, Allah Kleel or Minach, Kola Kleenas and Avail, the Harbus Isser, or the Sharb Kola Kleel, the Misham, the Fishi or Isser, Shinuffalbo, even do a lot of coming is enoughable. Ad Khan Torah of Dwarf. Well, Mashim Dwarf, the Bikli Cheres, Sheev Shall Hafen as Isser Makli, Misharim Keneged, Kola Kleel. Fine? Yes, sweep shot. Let's start with the Taz, since we were on the Taz before. Let's just read this little piece of it. I'm not going to read everything. Taz has said, Davka b'kli chodosh, she'ein bo b'lios shel heter klal, the b'kli cheres, she'ev shel ha'afrid, es ha'isra me'acheres, amina de gufa cheres, nas and avela. Whoa! We thought that's impossible. Mash'enke b'matches, she'ev shel ha'afrid, ha'isra, da matches ol niya gufa matches nevela. Kli yoshon, she'ev b'lios heter, Varesh and Nia Balua Nevela Gambikli Matchis. Shriaf Bagola, Yev Shalahafid, Ben Blias Yisil Bias Hetem. I just read it to you before. This is the words of the actual Taz we saw before inside the Taz, but now we're reviewing it as it's called in the Megillah Sefer. Now, is that really the case? The Yehuda can't believe it for one split second. It can't be. How can the Cheres? It's impossible to imagine this. He doesn't believe it. Okay, so that's out. So they reject the Taz. So then what? The Marshal and the Shach say no. Kli Yoshon, the Bishal Cheres, the Baluas Nas and the Velum. Matchis, we don't say Nas and the Velum. It's also difficult. As the Taz asks, look at this expression. Mayo shi einu hagolo, nay the yochal hafrid es abalua mea kli, abaliyev shal hafrid es o isra mea heter, v'nas abalua nevelo. This is the kasha we just saw. What's going on over here? Look at this now. I want you, this is a new svar. V'risi k'tas yishol ezeh b'yad Yehuda, shekosa levar, tarei hadasa ramban, shebalua lo nasa nevelo. Right, we saw it today in Shulchan Aruch, we saw it yesterday in the Ran. Vahez bazeh, hu kamo shakosa, b'tshuma sadesh, and simen kuf pe gimel. Look at this now. The cave on the haheter balua. Listen to this. Ein lo mitzius lehe osra de blias yisra. It doesn't exist. It's a no man's land. It's just, can't see it. You can't see it. It's balua. It's not going to be nasa nevela. And look at this now. We had this question months ago. We didn't understand it. Now we're going to understand it. Uke'en she'ama b'chul anayin alaf amad beis she'tuma b'lua lo mitames tara b'lua. That was the expression we saw in Tumas Hadesh. So the Chaznish said, this is crazy. This tuma b'lua, that wasn't doing anything. That's unique to my tuma v'tara. What's it doing? He's in the heter. We're just talking about molecules and chemistry. No, Rabosai. No. Hanan requires that the item have to have a metzius. Has to be a metzius. And if it's balua, it's not considered a metzius. Doesn't exist. That's the comparison to Tara balua and Tuma balua. These things don't exist in the real world. We can't see it. Doesn't count. Watch this now. So to Issa balua, item also had the balua. Look in the Gra, and Prima got him. Mishpatzos Ches. Oh, what a beautiful. I feel so much better now. I thought it was tabalua until I thought it was ridiculous. What kind of crazy comparison is this? It's Chaznish asks. He gave a pshat. Once you accept this pshat, you can take it a step further. Das amorachai, the eshle chalek bazeh, bein kli cheres li kli matches. Why? Look what he said. The kli cheres, she evshel a harfidus abalua mea cheres. Nechshav habaglua kegufa kli. So these two are an identity. The balua and the kli are one because they're inseparable. Ukemoshesh metzius v'amoshes they also the kli itself. So too does the balua consider part of the kli as an amoshes. So say chanan. Rak b'kli matches sheyesh atakana b'hagala nechshav rak leblia. You can't say that the Belia and the Pot are one, because they're separable through Agola. And therefore, the Ein Belia so Yisir also, because it doesn't exist from Metzius. Cool. I thought that was a very interesting Nakuda. Okay. Adkana Bosa. We now to cover ground. The best way to cover ground is to skip the famous Yisod. We start Siv Ches. Up in Zion, we're going to gloss up. Ches. Start the Ramon. Rabosai, we're tzadi ches. Kol o yisurim anoagim bizman hazeh. Kulo mizbatlim b'shishin. Mulvad chometz b'pesach v'yay nesach. Which are, of course, what? What are they? B'mashu, as we well know. Okay. Umulvad sho yisurim anos en tam b'kdeira. Aval im no se en tam b'osa k'deira. V'hu osur mitzad atzmo. Afilu bi elef lo botil, kolz man shemagishim tamo. That's what it says. If you taste it, you taste it. Right? You taste it, you taste it. It's going to make everything treif. So it says. Fine, what kind of din is this? So the Shach says, it's a kon chav test, we discussed this a while ago. It's the head. This is a din derabbanan. So did the Rabbanan. Fine. He didn't make it for the Goy Mesir Levitula. Fine. Says the Ramah, V'lochein, Melach V'tavlin Midvarab Davidi L'tama Imasurim Achmas Atzman Einan V'telim B'shish. Okay. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Rabosai, Sadi Zayin Amid Beis. Take a look. Sadi Zayin Amid Beis. Please open up. Frank the Gemara, Velisharina, Vepilpulin, Vetavlin. This is the source in Shas for this halacha, Rabosai. It's a little more than halfway down. Sadi Zayin Amid Beis. Amalei, Shiru Chachamim, they know some time, but Yisur and Yotzim, he bots of the Kaplut. Whoa. What happened to Pilpulin and Tavlin? Rashi explains Pilpulin, the end of the narrow lines. Nos nintam be'elef gemosan. Yeah, but aside from these tavlin, says Rashi, ain't not be surin. Nos nintam yotzim mibotzel v'kapl. That's normal things. But tavlin, they break all the rules. Even 1,000 they're not botzel. That's where it comes from. Rashi says over there beferish, even 1,000. Okay, that's what it says. That's what it says. Now. Yes.
Could you explain the next Rashi?
Yes.
Shiru Chachamim, Ein Bisurim, Nostam Yosim, Betzel.
Shiru Chachamim, let's look inside our both sides. Ein Bisurim, Nostam Tam, Yosim, Betzel, the Kaplet. What about, yes, what about Pilpulin? Oh, this question is an excellent question. And as a matter of fact, the Rashash, that's on the Makoros, talks about it. Let's open up to the Rashash. It's a one-liner. One line, that's all it is. One line. Print on the bottom of the Yalkut. Our edition, if you have my edition, you'll find it on page Nun Dalet. They know Sintam be Surin Yotzi Vasil Bekaplin. Koshe! Hello, Mashkakos, I got Pilpul in the Tablin. The Surin could go the Orla, the Nosin Tam Elif. Minei Obey, right here. You want to contradict yourself, Minei Obey. It quotes people in the tablet and even the Elif. And then it says it's nothing more than butts of a couplet. What's going on? How do you read the words of the Gemara? It's a pel awesome. That's the Rosh Hashanah's kash. That's the Rosh Hashanah's kash. Oh. Yeah.
How
are
the
Chachamim Mishayar
if it was
Tvarim Surin? They gotta go in and do testing for them. I don't know. In any event, Rabosai, the Shach sentence of Kodn Chavtes, and this halacha is the Rabbonon. Right? We said Beferish, the Rabbonon. Kiveger, in commenting on this, V'horan Kosav Shudor Raiso. That's the Ran that we saw. That's the round that we saw. We saw it yesterday. We read that round yesterday. He said, "Elif lo botel." It's Tom. We saw that already. Remember that? Tamo mamosho. Remember that? He said, "Tamo umamosho." For us, presumably, be true even Tamo. We all Tom Kiker is Doraisa. Right? I'm talking is the Rabbonon. Okay? And there were those who passed in this way, like a Biki Vegan. It's a Din Doraisa. The body of Shulchan is a beautiful distinction. Again, in the name of the Yad Yehuda, this can be found for those who have in Bali Shulchan. Pei Dalet. He calls it a Day of Shlishis by the little Reish Yud of the Tziyudim. Kol Shetamo Easter Atzmo Nirgash Bepiv Shalom Ochel Asam and Atorah. Al Bemikre Shetamo Easter Atzmo Ein Nirgash Ochel. Rakatam Shalom Machol Shenis Arbo Mishtabeach Ayoda Kagon Betavlin. She'ena ochel es atarobes toim tam atavlin atzma rak she'mashbichin es atavshel b'zeh eino elemid rabbonon. Wow. Wow. And he passes this way with Nafkaminas, the sake of the rice of the Chumul Kul by Nafel. It's an amazing pshat. This is the opinion of the Yad Yehuda. Okay? If this is the truth, we can answer the Kasha the Rashash. What did Rashash say? How can you tell me that it's only Beltel Bekaplut? What do you do with the Tavnim B'Elef? No. There, it's a Din D'Rabbanan, because you don't taste the original Isser. Not at all. You're tasting, it's Mashbiach, the taste of the food into which it got mixed in. It's a Din D'Rabbanan. Explains the Shach, answers the Rashash's Kasha. Again, assume that the reality is in fact correct. Let's now turn our attention to the Shach. Rabbo says, Sifkot and Lamed. V'lechein melech v'tavlin. Ayim v'taras chatas. Sheposach tafilu nofal melech v'tavlin. L'dover sheshover b'shmo. Afilu hochi keva d'cholik b'tamo. Lo botil. Avlam nofal l'dover sheshover b'tamo. Botel b'shish. Okay. A mefurisha shach in Sifkot and Lamed is quoting from the Ramah. Comes up Rabbi Kiveger. Uvepri chodesh v'mechas Yaakov cholku b'zeh tebemino misharin kol sheroi litein tam kinegdo be'eno mino. Rabosai, why is it that we say that we aser min b'mino? Remember that rush? Didn't we read it in Shir yesterday? Didn't we? I'm trying to remember. Couldn't we read it yesterday in Shir? Let's find it anyway. Whether we did or didn't. Open to the rush. Who tells you why we are machmir min b'mino b'shishim? They said before Shir Gemara. Why are we machmir? After all, there's no nesin as tam. Can't taste the min b'mino in general. So why are we machmir? We read it yesterday. Didn't the Rush say the reason why we aser min b'mino is gzeira otu what? Otu she'en amino. I'm not finding the line right now, but it's somewhere here. That the Rush explains that min b'mino we require shishim, even though with daraisa it's batel barov, and the reason why we require shishim is because gzeira min b'mino atu min b'she'eino mino. Hold on. Anybody? Where is that line? Oh, I found it. Simen Lamed Zayin. In the middle of a long piece. No wonder it's hard to find. Simen Lamed Zayin Abosai. I will show it to you. It's right next to the Divrei Chamuda's Kufpei Beis. After Kufpei Beis and before the Madani Yantif Os Tuf. Right in the middle of this humongous Rosh Simon HaMazayim. Ki chachomim gozru min b'mino otu min b'she'eno mino. Clear as day. That's the reason why this gzeira exists. Min b'mino otu min b'she'eno mino. Now, Rabosai, we have this sefer open in front of us. Let's go further and see. Yes.
That we're giving between the distinguishing between what we the fact that it just tastes better. So would that mean that at the Sinas Tamar you would actually taste the Toblin? Wouldn't that automatically be like most of the time with gum anyways? Because if you actually taste it, it's so bad. So when would you ever have an Isser in the first place?
People may like the taste of Toblin. I don't know. You're right. It's a good question. I don't know. Maybe it's a diluted taste of that. I don't know. Kosev HaShach B'Shem Toros Chatas. The tavlin shenafel adavah sheshaveh betama batal b'shish. Kivege, shema pri chadosh, minchas Yaakov shecholken al kach. The bemino misharim kol sheror li ten tam beino mino. He came betavlin sorok lesser gam b'yosim b'shish. V'nira he says so beautifully. The tole betama chazal hitzrichu b'min b'mino shish. We discussed it back on Oz Dal. The lefi harosh be'emes hatam mishum. She goes with Otu Enomino, which is shown to you, Lama Zayin. Ulifize Hadinim Apri Chodosh. Pri Chodosh makes perfect sense. Exer Amino, Otu She Enomino. Same way that applies to 60, it applies to Elif, when they could double with Tavlin. Alifi Arambam, Eno Gzeira Otu Enomino. Ela Chazal Higdilu Es Ashiurim Vitzrichu Bitu. Be'otzem miyuto. Remember that phrase? A few other while ago. Right? According to that, otzem miyuto. So then, this tablet is such a tiny amount. It's otzem miyuto. Kana mashikos of Iran. The chazal hishu mido seyem. Betzvichu becholi yisurim. Bimim mishen amino shishim. The gozim im mino to shen amino mishim lo plug. Not otu, but lo plug. Im kain. Ein zug zera otu sheno mino, ale rak the lo plug. The gam le tavlin hashiru b'shishim, the lo plug otu sharo isurim. Okay, will be mutter. So he says as the Megillah Sefer, if it's a question of mino otu eno mino, then the prichodesh is right. But if it's a matter of what, of otza miyuto. Then the shach is right. It's a machlokes gdoli aposkim, which will depend upon this very, very important nekuda. Okay, that's what it comes out. That's what it comes out. Good. Or according to the Ran, hishu midoseim, we saw that Ran, that's up to 60. Not going to say hishu midoseim when it comes to tavlin up to 1,000. That we certainly wouldn't say. Fine. I want to show you the biurim, those who have it. Ubilvat. Again, those who have it should open up. Ubilvat. It's right over here at the page. Starts on page Mem Gimel. The word in the Ramo is Ubilvat Shaisur Eno Nosen Tam Bikdeir. He calls the Shach called Stirabonon. Right? It's Stirabonon. Then he quotes the Reb Kiva Eged that we just saw. Kiva Eged said, according to the Ran, it's Doraisa. What's the Ran's case? Reb Osai, is the Ran talking about Tavlin or not talking about Tavlin? Do you remember the Ran? The Ran's in the Sugya of Tam Ke'ikar, where the Ran says that if it gives taste, even one in 1,000, it's not going to be bottled. He's never mentioned the word Tavlin. Talking about regular foods. On that basis, suggests the Biurim on page Mem Dalet, maybe there's no machlekes. Why? The Ran's talking about regular machel, Doraisa. Yisabed is talking about tavlin. And I go back to what we just saw before. You don't taste the tavlin itself. Maybe there's no machlokas. Oh. Shach doesn't hold from that. He quotes the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam. A lengthy piece. And someone was reading to me before. Who was reading to me before? Chavis Das quotes it. What's Chavis Das Sifkot and what? Zayin. Everyone up and up to the Chavis Das Sifkot and Zayin. So you should be privileged as I am to read the words of the Holy Rambam in Ms. Pirush Mishnayos and Oral. I'm reading it in my Biurim of the Bali HaShulchan. So you don't have that. So, find the Chavis Das. Chavis Das Zayin, the Biurim. Look what he says. Tavlin eino tam gamur. Rak mishum pirsum ha pa'ula. Osim b'metabel. Kimavua Bar Perik Bez the Masakas Ola Baram Pirisha Mishnais Aincha Aincha. Okay. Continue Chavas Das. Uvidova Sheshava Betamo Leka Pearson Pu'ula Klal. Nice alliteration. Pearson Pu'ula. I'm taking it from Arabic. I don't think I can make too much out of it. But Pearson Pu'ula means that you're not tasting the actual tarfus, but it's mefursim, it's famous, it's noticeable that this thing is accomplishing something. We had it by Dover Amamed, remember? Dover Amamed also Pearson Pu'ula. Okay? Oh. So this is the case, Rebosai. It's Pearson Pu'ula. Then we have a right to be a little bit more makil. And it's a din derabbanan, could not taste in the original taste of this. Answer the Rishash's question, right? The Rishash asks, "What happened to this?" No problem. This is all found, Rabosai, in the Biurim Ubilvad. This is continuing over to page Memdal. He quotes the Pirush Mishnayos LaRamba, and then he says over here, "Chen Tomar Rishash." But nosentam proper is no more than botzel and kaplut. Fine. Only one problem, says the Biurim, the word lochein in the Rambam. What do you mean by lochein, melach and tavlin? Melach and tavlin are special, unique cases. We only have Pearson Pulasam. Tonight's discussing foods, we have the actual taste. That's a bit of a problem. He must mean what's called Ke'ein Doraisa Tikkun. We're saying over here, this Pearson Pulasam is Midirabbanan. And in a case in which you're afraid that the original taste of the Isser is still discernible, then you're not going to rely upon a Messiah lefitumo. Here you find that when it comes to this idea of these tavlin, whether they do or don't taste, we're going to rely upon a Messiah lefitumo. And the question was, what do you mean? We said earlier, we don't rely on Messiah lefitumo because of Svega d'oraisa. But we're saying now, there's no Svega d'oraisa because in the worst case scenario, or you have what we call Pearson Pulasam. No more than that. That's why there's Shachas and Chavtes. Quotes of the follow. Atal Achilo Legoyme Sikh Levitumo. It's okay. Because it's no Shalav Adaraisa according to this. But this Yad Yehuda is not Daraisa. It's all found here in these posts. Okay, Rabbi Osai. If you do have the problem of the original Isser, then it would be a Svek of Daraisa Luchama. Now we're ready to start. Halfway through the shear, siftes. Yes.
Isn't every food when you combine it is very similar to the tavlin in this fact? Doesn't taste the exact food?
They're assuming different. They're assuming that a typical food you taste the food, and the tavlin, it's as you said, the taste of the tavlin is really not so good. It's giving food, giving taste into the fill in the blank, into the fish, into the chicken, potatoes. That's what we're assuming for them. On both sides, siftes. Siftes, everybody. Kedera. Is this the last sif in the siman? Am I correct? Yeah. I'm almost ready to make a siman. Kedera sheyesh ba chamishim v'tisha zeisim heter. V'naflu bo shnei zeisim. Echad shel dam v'echad shel chelev. Kol echad mitztaref im hachamishim v'tisha shel heter levat al chavera. Whoa. Amazing. This is true? What does it remind us of? Rish Lakish said what? Isur Mevatlin, help me. Zezeh. Says the Dogal Meravava. Precisely. Give a look at Dogal Meravava. Din Zeh. Av Sheposku Arosh Vatur. Shechorach Rav Yibulov B'li Cholek. Kol Achronim Shasku. Nirel Ani Yitad. Ain't enough. Can you imagine that? He's going to go up against the whole world. The Dogal of the Rav Yehuda. Look at Shimon Sarash, but two rights. First is Rish Lakish. Hisurim Evadlin Zeh. That's what the Sami brought, Baruch Shech Sami Kivanta, to the Raya that's quoted by the Rosh for this din. And he also quoted Yushalmi and Erla. Says the holy Nodah Behuda and Dagon Ravava, Ushneem Ledas or Rambam Dechuyim. Look in Perik Yud Ches and Psulim Ekdashim, Halacha Chav, where he says, Ipaskin Tisurim are not Mevatlim Zezeh. Although Rish Lakish says they are, Rabbi Lazar in the next half says they're not. So therefore the Mechaber is wrong. Wow, the Mechaber is wrong. That's a pretty powerful statement, even if you're the Nodah Behuda. Wow. Wow. So this can't be accepted, but just like this. We're open to the Bali HaShulchan. Biyurim de Ramasal Kedera, on the very first word. Kedera, the first word, Kedera. Look at Zvachem, Ayin Ches, Ayin Tes, Machlokas, Rishlokas, Abelazer, Im Yisur Mevalen Zezeh. The Rambam Paskins, like Abelazer, Ein Mevalen Zezeh. Says the Biyurim, doesn't matter. Here, the Rambam is going to agree. Why? Look at this now. Levatel ma Moshe, so Isur Sagi, Berov Kenegdo. We're talking here, a robe is going to work. V'ein tzarech she isu yevatel isur. Why? The behet levado hayesh robe kineged shneim. It's too much water there. Rak the bon ulesa midin tam ki ikor. Rebbe mitzius lek a low tam isur zeh v'lo tam isur zeh. And this Rabosai is found in the Knesset HaGedolah, and it's found in the Psicha de Prima Gadim, which I asked you to look at against the Dagla Meravava. Against the Dagla Meravava. Fascinating, Rabosai. Here, in our discussion over here, it's Batel Barov. You only worry about Tam Kiikar. So Tam Kiikar, so B'mitzias, there's no taste of this, no taste of that. So that's not do it mevatlin in Hilchos Bitl. When I learned the other day with the Rav, I made this whole big deal. That these the dinner of Bitl, and then there was dinner of just, you don't taste it. I mean, dinner of Bitl as such. You just don't taste it. It disappeared. See here too. Yisro are not mevatl zezeh. But in the Metzias, they don't taste it. And this is as good as a head to knock out the other one. That's what he quotes over here from the Prima Garden. Those who want to look it up, can look it up in the source as they cited over here at the very bottom of page Memches in the Sefer Bali HaShulchan. Very nice. So we're going to pass like the Shulchan Aruch, even according to the Rambam, who passed like a Belazer against Rish Lakish. Against Rish Lakish. Oh, if you look at the Shach, Sivkot and Lamed Gimel, he talks along these lines. Take a look at Lamed Gimel and the Shach. Lamed Gimel. Svaru. They call Easter bottle shene yachol itin tam beheter for tam dam chelev dam vechelev ena shove harein is bottle tam chelev b'shishim v'tam adam b'shishim mali Easter mevatel Easter mali heter mevatel Easter rak she is bottle tam a Easter v'lo yehebo old koach litin tam beheter ad kan l'shon arosh kon the ravash rabbeinim in a tshuva. Says the Prima Gadam Lam and Gimel and Shisiv say das. Take a look. V'zafilu lemadi yomar zvachem mayin tes. Isurim ein mevatlin zezeh. Yeah, it's true. But mikomakom lekatamo. That's what the whole world assumes against the Dagla Merivava. Okay, that's our assumption against the Dagla Merivava. Now we come, Rabosai, to another important shach, Siv Katan. Lamed Dalet. What's it going on? What the Mechaber saying? Chen Esrim. This is so important, Rabosai. Esrim v'tisha zesim shel heter. Shenafal bem chazayis chelev. Okay, so far Rabosai, bad news. 29-1, everything's awesome. Uvikdei racheres hayu shloshim shel heter. Oh, another heter. 30 of heter. So it's 30 of heter. And there's 29 of Het and 1 of Isser. V'nof alasochem kazayah shel dam v'nis arva b'shogeg is mutter. Same thing? The chalef is the dam, dam is the chalef. Okay? This is just sort of at basically a repetition. Says the Shach Sivkot Lamedalet. Look, please. Shach Sivkot Lamedalet. Betur Kosov V'chein Shloshim. Instead of 29, it should be 30. Okay. Shukhanocha Yeshanim. Without the Hagol, says Choftes. Shumas Harash. Yosef Nachon. That is more accurate. Why? Have the Revusa Yosef. It's a bigger Kiddush. U'mikol Mokom Tzorech Iyun. Da'idina lo shayach lefi ma'idah kaimelon chaticha nasis nevela b'chol ha'yisurim. The cave of the Nafal Kazai is dam l'kadei ha'achas v'lohoye b'shishim nasis nevela b'chinak dei ha'ashniya v'peinu shalaylam. In other words, the mechab is the shitoso. He paskins like Rabbeinu Ephraim. But the Ramosh should have jumped up. Pasak like Rabbeinu Tam. Chaticha nasis nevela. What's going on over here? So we're stuck. Pilei ployer. So I'm skipping half the shach. V'yesh lomar. V'stam ha'dvarim le'inyan lach b'lach v'lo arminan chanan v'hefsin merubo. Okay. The case of our Shulchan Aruch is limited to lach b'lach, but we don't apply chanan v'hefsin merubo according to the Ramah. But the Mechaber himself is in good shape. He only denies Chanan b'Shari Surin. Ramah has to limit it to a case of Lach B'Lach Behevsein Meruba. Okay? Behevsein Meruba. Fine. This is what it says. Oh. Watch this. Koshe lo havale le harav listo madvarim. A few lines later. The Ramah should have said, it's lach b'lach b'efsin meruba. Comes up a key beg. Shemati b'shem she'eri harav agoyin Ramah shebroid as atzah. De'esh loma demari b'kdeira rishona chaseira melach. The first there has no salt. No salt, it's bland, can't eat it. Vakdeira shnia yisera melech. Woo! It's even worse. So salty. The kolechad mutter mitam nostan levgam. They both, kimamish, can't eat them. Kidla come on. Vlo armino nasa nevelo. Ukshen is arvu. Hishpiach. Demadachoser kan, yater kan. Vidivre pi chochem chain. That's vatapchach. Rosh Tevas, Rabbi Kiveger, complimenting his relative, Rav Moshe Broder. Very fascinating case. Fascinating case. Wow. An amazing case. Amazing case. There's a chiddush. Kiveger says, not so simple. Why? Ach, v'mashka safti, come on. D'vachai gavna shori levat ularv lechat chilo, which he says later on, im came into nokat kavin is arvu b'shoge muchach lo ari b'ochi. Rabbi Kiveger said, this sheretz is too good to be true. Too good to be true. If this is the case, would he mutter even b'meizit it? So therefore, it can't be the case. That's as he deflects the words of his relative, Rabbi Moshe Broder. Good. Now, Rabosai, the last line of this long shach lamada, the last line, the very last line. Miu kozeh dafka b'shnei mini yisurin, shein tamam shaveh. So if they're two yisurin, ein tamam shaveh, so each one's without the other one. Avo b'min echod, la'olam chozer v'neyur, ukidu l'kamon simen tzaditesivav. This is really problematic. What does who wants to change the word chozer v'neyur? Literal translation. What does it mean? It comes back and wakes up. That which is bottle b'shishim, you mix it a little bit more, and all of a sudden wakes up out of its slumber. So the Shach says, here in our case, it's two different yisurim, chelev and dam. But if it's min echod, we would say chozer v'neyur. So says the Shach. In the very last line. Now, The question is, how do we judge these things? Right? What's Shnei Min Yisurim She'ein Tamam Shoveh? What about it? We already learned Barichas is Basa Shema and is Basa Tama. So how do we analyze all this? Do we follow Shema? Do we follow Tama? These are serious questions. Oh. So let's try to go slow over here. Dam and Chalev, we saw in the Shach Lamed Gimel, have different tastes. And what if they taste the same? Comes up Akiva Eger on the Shach Lamed Gimel. Tam and Dam and Chalev ain't a Shavim. Avalim Tam and Shavim. Av Bishnei Isurim Mitztarfin Lesser. What's going on? You have two different Isurim, but they taste the same. They combine to make an Isser. You don't say one's Mevatel the other. Fakert, one joins with the other to make an Isser as long as their taste is identical. Wow. Why? What happened to the din of Yisur Mevatel and Zezet? It's called the Dos Poskim who say so. So the Biurim, you have it, look inside. Vinaflu. Benaflu, page Memtes. Tamim Shavim Mitztarfim. Even though two is Surin. Primigarim says Adin Daraisa. Why? The two is Surin. The Namet Starfle Malchus. Quotes a Chazanish. Chazanish says, he says it's false. Ha the Amorish Lakish. Isur mevatel zezet nira dahainu l'inyan malchus kevin dechol kurt hu safek uchshemura barov acher ach dainina le basarov v'yevshala hanish olav poka onish mitin bitl abel yin isur dechol kurt osam im manashach afi dainina le basarov lo nizbatel yin isur. And if you give a punishment without a hasra, without a yediyah, without a vera, you'd be punishable too. Now we understand very well. If it's tarfim in our Torah, two isurim chalukim, they taste the same. Kem de leinyan iser ein hevdel b'shmoseim haprotiim shelo isurim a chiddush gadol. Is it something called iser kloli? Macholas asuris. Which one? Don't ask me. Combination. A little chalev, a little dam. That's the name of the yisur. But they'll taste the same way. Major chiddush based upon a chazanish. Based upon a chazanish. Does everybody agree? We shall see. We shall see. Oh. Now, look at Rabbi Kivega further. Look what he says. Tu Ashar Kosav. This is Rabbi Kivega and the Shach Lamed Gimel. I asked you to see. The Davka Benaflu Le'ena Minam. Avlem Naflu Le'minam. Tlobiinan Shishim. Elevid Rabbanan. Umishim Deno Sein Tam Kenegdo Be'eno Minam. Like the Rosh. Zeh Amino Chen. We just saw in Simul Lamed Zayin. Vazeh. Ligabe Kol Yisur Donin. Tashar the Hainu Haheter Vaisar Acher Havi Keino Mino. What's he saying? Is Rabbi Kivega saying something which is of significance? We have to figure out when we make a Xero Otoeno Mino and when we don't. But now, Rabosai, let's turn to the Chavaz Das of Kotten Ches. This is also on the Makoros. Let's see if we can tackle this. There's a bit of a challenge. Sadi Ches Ches. Chavazas. This is the grand finale of the Chavazas, the Simon Sadi Ches, the last piece. Okay? Sadi Ches Ches. A lot of important things that we can't read everything. What will happen, Rabbosai, if you have Chaticha Nas and Nevela? two chatichas. One is nas in the veil of midam, and one is nas in the veil of michelev. Top, take it from the top. Nira. Dafilu in kazayas basa nas in the veil of midam dam. The kazayas basa nas in the veil of midam chelev. Ain sarach shishim rak negat kazayas echad. Why? The Rambo just got through saying not that way. Mechaber rather, shnei zeis and mechas shel dam mechas shel chelev. Then, but here it's all basar. No, the ein haneser chomer meha oser v'chashvina lechaticha balua mechelev kekulo chelev v'chaticha balua midam kekulo dam u'mevatn zeze shelo gora atam shel heta sheyesh bechatichas basar meilu hoya kol atam tam shel chelev. Toses kuf chesem et beis. Melua, machsha belua mid simen kuf hei. Melech ha belua bedam. Kei nirali poshut. He thinks it's poshut this way. All right, let's take it as a word. He thinks it's poshut. And what will happen if I care? You have two zeisim of iser with different tastes. Different tastes. What are you saying? Two Isurim, two eyes of Isur with different tastes. Same Isur, two different tastes. What are you saying? No, what's it in? Different tastes. So we saw this originally, keep one over here in the one hand here in the Chavez Das. But also let's just review again. I'm towards the end of the Chavez Das now. V'chein, shenofel shnei zesim, she'ein tam and shava, she'nas and nevela me'isur echot. Okay? Different tastes. Mitzdarfin leiser, they mevatlin zeze. Ain't time and shove. Ain't time and shove. The question is, what's the halach? What's the halach? It's very complicated. These are cases which are not so common, but the lumdus requires us to analyze just a little bit more, and then we're going to go weit. Those who want to look it up, Rabosai, can look it up to the simplest place over here. Biurim dimamaschil shnei. Makes it much easier. He quotes that the Chavad Bach and the Tzvua Shor and the Chavad Das, if it's one Isser, two different tastes, ain't a mevatlin zezeh. And he thinks, but from the Chavad Das, they're even mitzdarfim zemzeh. Okay. They're mitzdarfim zemzeh. The Chavad Das says so, befeirish. Says the Biurim, Shnei, Pej Nun, not so simple. Because the Chavez Das, when he explains this, towards the very, very end, is Das Ramo Lahachmir Lahatzvich Shishim, Afamokam the Lesser Tam. Umishim Hochi Binan Shishim Negat Shnei Yisurim, Mishem Echot, Avsha Tamim, Chalukim. Okay, nearly borer. Ah, very nice, nearly borer. But almost nobody paskins this way. Almost no one. We don't require shishim if there's no time. Most poskim say that's not true. We discussed at the very beginning, it's almost 2 weeks ago, when we started this sugya. So the biurim of the Bari HaShulchan says, it's shver. The Shach Sif Kotnei says, we paskin, we don't rely on a kvela, but by a Jew we would rely upon it. So there's no Tamas, that's mutter. So therefore the Chavis Das himself admits that his words are against the Shach. He said so, what I'm saying is against the Shach. So therefore we should pass like the Shach. Rather, this is what he calls over here a Chumrah. Hechmiru Chachomim, I'm on the fifth line of page Nun Aleph. Lirosam ki'ilu tamim shavim, kol shem shem echad shel iser. Since it's the same shem iser, the Chazal said we should treat it as if tamim shavim. As if tamim shavim. According to this, Pashtus is mitzar from zem zeh. The same as if the tamim shavim there would be. That's pshat in the Ramon, Sadi Tezvav. And that's pshat in the Shach, Rabbi Osai, in Sifkot and Lamed Dalet. Just see one more time, Rabbi Osai, Sifkot and Lamed Dalet in the Shach. Just one more time. Because this is what the Bani HaShulchan is quoting. I'll read it to you from my original here in page Nun Aleph. Mitzar from Zem Zeh, that's what he suggests over here. He says that's shot in the Shach as well. These are the words of the Shach and Lamed Aleph. Miu kol zeh dafka b'shnei minei isurim. The last line of the Shach Lamed Aleph. She'ein tamam shovim. Aval b'min echad li'olam chozer v'nir. What does it mean? That min echad is min echad shel iser chozer v'nir av she'ein atamim shavim v'hayra demitztar from zem zeh. So you see the simple read of the Shach is that way as well. So we have this tremendous chumra which the poskim talk about. Let's turn now to the Pischei Tshuva Sifkot and Yud. Rabosai, Sifkot and Yud and Pischei Tshuva. Kol Echad Mitztarev. What do we see? Kol Echad Mitztarev Mechamish and Vetisha Shal Hed Alevad Chaver. Fine. Look in Chavez Das, which you just saw. Shekosav, Tehu Adin, Im Kazayez Bosser Nasa Nevela Machmas Chelet, U Kazayez Bosser Nasa Nevela Machmas Dam, why? The Nes is not more than the Yisr. Avol shnei kezesim she'ein tamam shoveh she'nasu nevela mitvorem she'tamam shoveh ein mevatlin zeseh ube'inan shishim neged shneim. So in both directions, the Chavez Das says, it's quoted by the Pischei Tshuva, you follow the original. You follow the original. You need 60 times both of them. Why? Why? Because again, you follow the original. The Nes are treated like the Iser, even with respect to Tam. Even with respect to Tam. The Biurin doesn't like this too much. He doesn't really like it. He doesn't understand this Svara. Why should it be? Why should we throw strict over here? Let's see why we should be so machmir. After all, as he asks over here, Abba Osai, Misvara, you wouldn't say the Chaticha Nasa Nevela is more chomer than the original. And if the original is Ein Tam HaMashav, it wouldn't be Mitztarev. So why is it Mitztarev now? Look at the Birim, you'll see he has his kash. Now we come right to the Ramah, the very, very end, the holding by Yisim, the very, very end of Simen Tzadiches. Very, very end. Ramah has one line. V'kol shkein b'shnei zesim, echad shel gvina, v'echad shel bosar, v'chol echad mevatel chaver. Why is it a kol shkein? You can tell me, why is it a kol shkein? Because bosar and cholav are both mutter. They're both mutter. Take a look on the gra over here, right here, the gra, Sivkot Lamates, the Tama de Hetera. the time of the hetera. It's mutter. So it's therefore we're not going to say chaticha nasa nevela. What'll happen according to this? If you have a kazayas basar and a kazayas gmina that combined, Rabbi Elul said, "Come on, tell me what you think. Kazayas basar and kazayas gmina first mixed into each other. How much do you need to be mevatel them? What do you say? 60 times what? Anybody? Both, right? Both. Here, what happened first? The kazayas of the basar went into the yarukas." Or the Gemina went into the Arachus, so then they're mitzarev. But if the bus went into the Chala first, or the Gemina first, no! Then you're going to need 120 Kazesim. Kazayas Bus, Kazayas Chal. You need 120 Kazesim to be Mevatel everything. That's a Pashup Shah. That's a Pashup Shah. So Dindaraisa Pepshuta. Dindaraisa. Dindaraisa. Why? Abba said, why? So the reason for this, let's see one more time. We'll go back to the where we came from. Watch this. Das gedol yachronen shem naflu shnei zaysim mishemecha shalisa l'nun tes shal heter lamroz shetameim enam shavim kazayis nevela shal behemo kazayis nevela shal of. Ein hei mevatlim zeh zeh. Ukim avur b'prim begon in the psicha. Rabbi Kivege, vos the bach, vos shor. Chavaz das. Even mit starfim zeh zeh. As we just saw before. 120 keneged shnei. Fine. What's the raya? Nothal kazayah shal gvina v'kazayah shal basa. L'nun tes yirokas. Everybody got diluted in the potatoes. Aval ba'ofen shekvar bol kodem lechein lechlal iser shenizbashlu yachad, the meat and the cheese were built cooked together. Vlnaflu lnun tes shal yirokas, ein hei mevatlin zeh zeh. Avshet tameim shonim, ho vehein mishem echad shal yisa basa b'cholav. Hu adim ben nevela shal behem ben nevela shal of, shabit starfim avshem tameim shavim. Kos ha prima godim, devarei min ha Torah yesh lahata b'chol zeh. Kevin shen tamim isur murgash, mezerak din dirabonan, shech mirik igon zeh. Chazanish, not so sure that they're right. Quote to Yerushalmi, Ein beis mine mishem echad shalisim etzarfim. No. 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 Ay. Isa veheter? No. Shani basa v'cholah. I'm always going back to our beginnings. Basa v'cholah is different than everything else. Why? Look why. Look why. Shatora osres es bishulam yachad. V'atam hamurkov. Mi baser b'cholov hu guf ha'isur v'sharsho v'lachen kol zman shemurgash b'heter tam ha'murko mi baser b'cholov zeh nechshav shemurgash tam ha'isur mash en ken b'shar yisurim kagon nevela shel behemo nevela shel of shenofu l'soch heter de'ein lesor elam ken margash es tam ha'behemo o es tam ha'of. Avalo kishamargish rakes hatam hamurgo mishneya. The zelo nechshav lahargoshes tamo yisur. Kevan she'ein tamo shel kol echad meyisurim murgosh. Uvetas chazanish yeitze. De bebosor becholov. Zedin do raisa. Shemitzarfim lesor. Betzorach shishim keneged shneya. Uvishari suim, ain't with Yisra Klal. I got him a chidushi, a gracha levi, pergidal lochavar, a pchaim, shekosav kain, desh lechalek, bein bosu becholav the shari suim. It's chazer again. Bosu becholav is unique, why? Because in basar b'chalav, what's the iser? The combined taste of basar and chalav. So you need after mevaral 120 times, 120 gazesim, because the basar b'chalav joined together. Contrast that. We have nevela of oaf and nevela of basar. Everyone knows that chicken and meat don't taste the same. So then, you can't taste chicken, you can't taste meat. You're tasting some vague combination thereof. That's how the din d'oraisa suggests the chazanish. Wow. This is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Is it true or is it not true? Is it true or is it not true? So it's not so simple. Even though there's a gedolei olam mamish, Dirli Ola Mamish, but not, we may not pass like that. The Chazdish Reb Chaim, the Gedolim Mamish, the Gedolim. He says, Yesh Mokob Lintos B'Divrei. Look what. Shem Avuwa B'Divrei Ha'isa V'Heter. Shem Nofil Kazayas Shal Gvina, U Kazayas Shal Basar, Le Nuntes Yerokas. Lo Notzar Yisur Shal Basar B'Cholv. That's the Ramah. Right? That's Pasha Pes in the Ramah. Lamros Shemurgash Beheter Tam HaMurgav Mishneim. At the end of the day, there's a total of 61, 59 potatoes, one basar, one cholov. Wait a minute. How can he say it's mutter? True, it fell into, whatever, 59 vegetables first. But so what? At the bottom line is, now you're tasting a tamruk of a basar b'cholav and the vegetables. Umuchach mizeh. The HaTorah lo asra b'basar b'cholav es hatam amukah mehem. Ela asra es habasar sheyesh bo tam cholav. V'es hacholav sheyesh bo tam basar. V'habasar v'cholav hem gufo shel iser. V'lo hakovas hatamim. Wow. Therefore, Imatzino b'isa v'heta shabit is bashl kodem l'chein mitztarf en abosa v'cholav l'eser yesh limo b'zeh gam l'shar yisurim. Hey, so he wants to be machmir. Says the Megillah Sefer u'ledas agrach v'chazanish tzorech lomar tohoil u'v'bosa v'cholav derech bishal osra Torah lo notzar ha'isur el rak kishahabosar mekabel mamish tam cholov the zehu derech bishul vahakova satamim levad eina yechola litzar. Eso isur the ein kan derech bishul avali acha shahabosar kibel tam cholov Gufo shall iser hu hatam hamurkav mishneim. Once they combined, that combination is the essence of the iser. That is one fascinating comment which the Baal Megillah Sefer quotes from two of his friends. I've never heard of them. Heora Tsuma, the Nirin. Shekol divrei chazanish v'agrach yitochnu, it's possible. Rakim nizbro kadas haramban, we spoke about it a long time ago in Tzadi Hei, by the sugya of Nat Barnat. Tesover, shelo chal iser basar b'cholav, elo rakish eshneim ne'esorim. They're both us, remember that? Uladato yesh lomar, the isu hatam amurkov. You can't have one without the other. Avaladas hatoyis v'shehu v'oshom. Yochol lochol iser al abasar gamem machol of lo nesar. We saw that, if you recall. Ulefizeh hiyev shalomar sheyisu hatam amurkav. Ela tzricha lomar sheyisu hu habasar shekibol tam cholav. And v'achronim paskin like Tosfos. And the Chazanish himself paskins that way. So they have a tzorach and gadol. If Tosfos is right, you can have an iser of cholav without basar, a basar without cholav, then how in the world is it possible to pasken like Reb Chaim and the Chazanish? It just doesn't work out. It's a problem. I don't know how to get out of this. I'm a shtickle brisker. I learned by the Reb Chaim's grandson. But what are you going to do with this? These Rabbanim, they make a good comment. We're not saying that Reb Chaim is wrong, Chas v'Chalila. Reb Chaim could be right, but if Reb Chaim is right, then the Ramban is right. Also great, but the Poskim can pass like Tosfos. Okay, so Rabbi wasn't concerned with the Poskim. Let the Poskim say what they want to say. My grandfather's right. That's all, finish. So if you hold that way, if you're a Brisker, then the Ramban is right, and then whoever passes differently is going to be wrong. But he's a more of a classical sefer. He said, what is this? We followed the classical poskim. All the poskim and Simit Sadi Dala hold that way. So now, just to conclude the shiur, the last comment, and then we'll have to finish the rest of this tomorrow, and then go to Tzadi Tes. Uvechavas das have you mokor acher the divrei achronim imashakosu atosus tzadi vavamid beis. Go back to the very beginning of this sugya. The gabe yerech shen is bashal bo gira nosha. The tzorach shi abi yerech shishim kineged hagid v'gam neged haklipa hasmucha legid shenas es nevele b'shas hamlich. We saw this tosis. Let's look inside. We forgot it already. Let's look inside just for a minute. The tosis tzadi vav amid beis. This was our first introduction, if you recall, Rabosai, to Hanan. Was here in Tzadi Vav Amid Beis. Im Yesh Bemenos and Tam Arezu Basur, the first very wide line. La Begid Lechudei Misharina. De Bechdei Klipo Shesviva Misayel Legid Lesser. De Mishah Shenimlach Nesar Kedei Klipo. Some of them, it's called Rabbeinu Ephraim denies not Hanan Bishari Surim is good, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to count not only the Gid itself, but also the Basar Kedei Klipa within the Gid. Very, very nice. We'll just end with this last line. The Gid U Basar Ein Tameim Shavim. How do you know? A Tosis Tzadi Zayin Amin Aleph Avol, right in front of you, who talks about a kfeila distinguishing between the gid and the basar, and Rashi in the Mishnah, right? Gid ben agid is min b'mino, but gid b'yerech is min b'she'eno mino. That's what he says. Eich mitstarfin heim lesor, v'tzorach lomas says he chavez das. Look at this. Hol v'aklipa nesra mehagid. Shame ha iser shalo who can shame hagid for lachem it's tarefes he him hagid lesser af shetameim shonim v'zu raya gedola v'das ha'achronim anal, that if the, even though the tastes are different, if it's shame echad, it's mitzuruf. Who disagrees? Kiveger in his chidushim anatosis. So perhaps tomorrow we'll start with that. We'll try to finish up Lineder Simen Tzadi Ches and go back to Simen Tzadi Tes, the part that we were discussing yesterday, which is the question of the Buster and the Atzamas, etc., etc. Okay.